I'm Em. I'm obsessed with all things human design, motherhood, and helping women navigate through this sometimes messy, but oh so magical thing called life. I'm a Midwest girl who lived, learned, danced, and sang her way around the world, found her way back home, married her high school sweetheart, and became mama to Isla August. Guided by my intuition and the lifelong belief that we're all written in the stars, I stumbled upon human design and I never looked back. Since becoming a mama and finding a new, more modern outlook on the old paradigm of motherhood, I've completely fallen in love with understanding the energetics of myself and my sweet babe. Human design has allowed me to operate as a soulful mama, rather than constantly comparing myself to the other moms and trying to be more like them. Human design gave me permission to do mamahood my way, and it gave me the lens I needed to see my daughter in her own light too. Today, I lead women in the new paradigm of parenting and mamahood through human design, creating energetic flow within themselves, their children, and their family. I help mamas reclaim their power as women and gain clarity in the guidance of their children's energy. Motherhood by Design is raw and real conversation that's focused on all things mamahood, conscious parenting, and real life, with the overarching theme of human design. Let's be honest. Every day is new when you're chasing kiddos, and this podcast will be much the same. So bring your coffee, bring your wine, a baby in a sling, or your big kids at the park. Come lean into this wild, soulful ride, and together, let's redefine mamahood. See you inside. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Motherhood by Design. Excuse me, my name is Emily. And I am so thrilled to have you here to talk about all things mamahood and human design. Today, I'm going to talk about the energy type of the generator. The generator is the other energetic or energy type, the ones that have the physical life force energy within them. The two are the manifesting generator, which we talked about last week, and the generator. Together, they make up 70% of the population, and they are the people who get shit done. They are the doers. They have a really nurturing, helping, hardworking energy. They are really genuine friends, can be super affectionate and kind of just contagious, right? They have this contagious vibe about them, but they also have an obsessive quality. They can get super, super obsessed within the work that they are doing, and that's great. As long as it's bringing them joy, that is great. Keep at it, keep doing it, but the second that it stops bringing you joy and it's becoming a stress, that's where the burnout can come in and the discontent and the just frustration. So, yes, so they can have an obsessive energy about them. But also it can, if they're becoming too much of the doer and taking on all the tasks from everyone else that has asked them, and they're trying to put all of the work on the generators because they can go, 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 and they can do, and they're so good at helping, they can also burn out. So having a defined sacral, they are filled with energy. Naturally, they have this energy that just consists within them. However, their strategy, a point that I'm going to have an episode that is strategy alone, but the strategy of a generator is to respond. To respond to people, places, and things that awaken and excite them. Life will come towards them. They do not need to force it. The second that they start to force it or go above and beyond to try to initiate or to do things that are not aligned with them or that don't light them up, that's when they will come into a zone of frustration and discontent. So basically, waiting for the right projects, opportunities, people, and honoring their gut response is key to living the fulfilled life. Responding to a presented opportunity or exercising patience when making a decision is when the things will tend to work out best for them. View yourself, if you're a generator, view yourself as a magnet. Let people come to you. And if it feels good, that's when you act. If it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't light you up, if you don't get that gut response, and it feels like an icky no, then don't act on it. It's not for you. Don't say yes. You are allowed to say no. Set healthy boundaries for yourself. Another thing for generators is to not think too much into a specific action or a specific decision. If you do this, your mind can often override that sacral response, that gut response that you get within. When this happens, you'll find yourself committing to all sorts of wrong people and wrong things, and this will lead to fatigue, resentment, burnout, as well as people taking advantage of you for like your workhorse and powerhouse kind of energy that you put off because you have that energy. So people can often, without even realizing sometimes, take advantage of that energy because they know how much you can get things done. So again, the healthy boundaries. This type of thing for generators is this type of, I should say, as adults specifically, and it becomes ingrained and it becomes conditioned if you are unaware of it. So adult generators, it's a big part of their deconditioning to recognize where they're saying yes and taking on too much of something that doesn't light them up. You know, like for example, specifically mamas out there, mom generators, right? I'm gonna go ahead and imagine that you are the roll out of bed, make breakfast, get dressed, get the kids to school, run the errands in between heading to work and handling other projects in between everyone else's, and then impressing your boss and then getting some other projects done and then going to pick up the kids and then coming home, fixing dinner in between, throwing the laundry in, getting some cleaning done, then it's bath time, bedtime, and then all of a sudden you collapse and you're exhausted and it's the end of the day and you're done. This can become a cycle of doing for everyone else and feeling unfulfilled for yourself. So recognizing these things is huge. Obviously, you know, life as a mom, there are things we got to do, we got to get stuff done, but only engaging with the people and things that resonate you and that resonate with you and that light you up and turn you on and give you that aha response is going to be so eye-opening to you if you can start to recognize the things that you do not need, that don't serve you, right? If you can start to set those healthy boundaries and understand that you're allowed to say no to certain people and certain things because they're not resonating with you, because they're not lighting you up, and they're not working for you. Small baby steps, obviously, like I said, this is a huge area of conditioning for the world, right? Our world is so fast-paced and go, 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 and it doesn't stop. But that's just unrealistic. We have to take time for ourselves. We have to ask ourselves where we're feeling overwhelmed. What is overwhelming us? What is frustrating us? What is angering us? What's making us bitter? All of these not self themes, and then act and take small baby steps as to figuring out and reversing or reframing what's happening. So yeah, like I said, small actionable steps every day, just starting to really recognize where you are as a generator, like you know, you have the energy. You can go, go, go. Energizer Bunny is legit your mascot. But that doesn't mean that you have to expend all of that energy every single day, everywhere else, for everyone else, and not for yourself. You need to fulfill your own desires and commit to you, and then things will really start to turn around and open up, and you'll see things differently. So in mamahood, where are you allowing other people's desires to guide your precious energy, right? Tune into your own desires instead, trusting them to guide the way. And there are places, maybe are there places that you are initiating and not trusting in your magnetism? Are you pushing too hard and not trusting that things will come your way? Clear your energy of the obligations that are depleting you and your family. Create more space for the right people and for the right opportunities to come in. Trust. Just trust in your maternal wisdom. Trust in your intuition. Get lost in play with your kiddos. Give them your precious energy. Leave the dishes and the laundry or whatever else needs to get done. Enjoy the moment. Tune in to your gut feelings, right? That sacral energy, that sacral response. Tune into it. Again, small baby steps. Just start recognizing it a little bit here, a little bit there every day. Yes, no questions, either or options. Just even if you're reading a menu, it doesn't even have to be like an outside verbal explanation. If you're going through a menu in your head, what gives you, as you're reading, what does your gut all of a sudden say, mm-hmm, to? Start cueing into those feelings. Baby steps. And release everything else that's no longer serving you without guilt. I give you permission. There is no guilt. Do you, mama. Listen to your gut. On to children generators. So, as children, you need to let them explore. Ask them questions, but don't push them, because their sacral energy is what leads them, and they have the sacral yes and or no. Their gut response, and it's an internal knowing. So help them to lean into that gut response and to start listening to it and listening for it. Clue them into it, and the more that you can start bringing this up and asking them, okay, well, what do you feel? How does that make you feel? Is that like a... I'm trying to think right now. I have a manifesting generator's a daughter, and I try to give her a ton of yes, no options, either or options. I really try to lead her to listen to her body. She's two. So it can be tricky, but she automatically responds with like a, uh-huh, no, no, don't want that. No, don't want that. Uh-uh. Like she knows. And I just go with it. I don't say, okay, that's it. Nope, you're going to eat this right now, and that's the only option you have. I just let her go with it and let her finally come to a conclusion that she has come to intuitively. So try to really allow them to go through that process and begin to recognize that internal response. Conditioning against the sacral response can happen at such a young age, and it can lead to children becoming people pleasers. So, yeah, the sooner that you start to have them tune into this understanding and knowing of their gut, the one, you can avoid tears and frustration and a lot of, like, quarrel in the future, but also it can help them to not become those people pleasers as they get older. for parents recognizing the difference between your expectations for your child and then what actually resonates with your child. That's a hard one for parents to understand because it takes a lot of internal awareness for you. Because we have expectations, we have things that we want our children to do, but sometimes it's not something that lights them up. It's not something that resonates with them. It's not something that they're interested in. It doesn't mean that they won't be interested in it later on, but try to remember this and try not to force them. You know, if you like always as a child wish that your mom would have given you piano lessons or guitar lessons, so then you grow up and you have a child and you're like, oh my gosh, they're totally gonna play guitar or they're totally gonna play piano, and then you push these lessons on them, but they're so not into it, they want nothing to do with it, they'd rather be at ballet or soccer, and they're just not into those instruments. Don't force it. Maybe they'll come around to it later on, and maybe they won't, because maybe that's just not something that lights them up, and that's okay. Allow that to be okay. Techniques for generator kids would be to ask them lots of yes and no questions, like I said earlier. Don't try to figure out why they change their minds abruptly. It's just something that happens, and it's intuitive. They can be super obsessed with something one day, and then all of a sudden it's over, they're on to the next day. That's fine. Allow it. If they've figured it out and they've gotten what they needed from that specific thing, it's time to move on. Generators are usually very energetic, always on the go, always moving, and this is okay. Don't force them to sit still. Don't tell them that they need to finish this before they start that. Just let them move. Because another type of conditioning that often happens as a child in this area is the idea of don't be a quitter, see things through till the end mentality, which is not necessarily correct when it comes to generator children or manifesting generator children, because oftentimes when they stop something, it's because they've gotten everything that they needed from that one thing and they're ready to move on, and let them. Maybe they'll come back to it. Maybe they'll never want to play with it ever again. Generator kids, again, like I said, can also have an obsessive energy, which is also a part of what I just mentioned prior to this, because it's not wrong or bad. They can be obsessed with something for as long as they want, and then all of a sudden they'll move on, and it could take 6 months for them to move on. It could take 6 minutes. It depends on intuitively how whatever they're doing is serving them, and when they've gotten enough from it, then they will go on to the next thing. And as parents, we need to make sure that we let them know that this is okay, that they don't have to sit down, be still, finish something, eat all of this before you get up from the table, or you have to, finish all of this project and complete your notebook and whatever it is that they're doing before they can go on to the next thing. That's just simply not how their energy works, and that's okay. So, generators. Big life force energy. They're the doers. They're the ones who make the world go round. Cue them into their gut. If you're an adult generator, if you're a mama generator, start listening to your gut. Really tune into it and let it start leading you in your decisions along with your authority, but we will get there in another episode. But let your gut really help you in life. Don't go against it. Don't go into your mind. Don't question everything. Start to trust, and life will open up. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I am excited to talk about projectors next week, and then reflectors after that. And then we're going to dive into some fun interviews that I have planned, talking all about mamahood and kind of like the psychology behind mamahood and like all the energetic versus psychological things that we deal with as mothers and kind of relating it to human design, but also just within the realm of life and mamahood in general. So I'm really stoked for those episodes to come out. And then we'll continue on our talk every single Friday. So I hope everyone's having a fantastic day. Happy Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And I will talk to you all next week. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Motherhood by Design podcast. If you loved this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or subscribe, rate, and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Emily Billick and on Facebook at Motherhood by Design. Interested in a chart reading, customized human design poster, or to check out my latest offers, head to emilybillick.com for more information. Thanks, and I can't wait to hang out with you again soon.